9. What is the purpose of the abstract factory pattern in object creation? The abstract factory pattern provides an interface for creating families of related or dependent objects without specifying their concrete classes. It allows the system to be independent of the way its objects are created, composed, and represented, ensuring that objects from a single family are used together. 10. How does the memento pattern help in implementing undo functionality? The memento pattern helps implement undo functionality by storing the internal state of an object in a memento object. The memento is stored separately from the object, and the state can be restored later, allowing the object to revert to a previous state without exposing its internal structure. 1. How does the observer pattern help in decoupling the subject and its observers? The observer pattern decouples the subject from its observers by allowing the subject to notify its observers when there is a change, without the subject needing to know the specifics of the observers. This promotes loose coupling, as observers can be added or removed without modifying the subject. 2. How does the strategy pattern promote flexibility in an algorithm's behavior? The strategy pattern promotes flexibility by defining a family of algorithms and making them interchangeable. The context class can switch between different strategies dynamically at runtime, allowing for variations in behavior without modifying the context or strategy implementations. 3. What role does the template method pattern play in algorithm design? The template method pattern defines the skeleton of an algorithm in the superclass, allowing subclasses to implement specific steps of the algorithm. This pattern ensures that the algorithm's structure remains consistent while providing flexibility in how the individual steps are implemented. 4. How does the composite pattern allow clients to treat individual objects and compositions of objects uniformly? The composite pattern allows clients to treat individual objects and compositions of objects uniformly by defining a common interface for both leaf objects and composite objects. This allows clients to interact with a tree structure of objects without needing to differentiate between leaves and composites. 5. How can the decorator pattern be used to add functionality to an object at runtime? The decorator pattern allows functionality to be added to an object at runtime by wrapping the original object with a decorator class. The decorator class provides additional behavior while maintaining the original object's interface, enabling dynamic modification of the object's behavior without altering its class. 6. How does the bridge pattern decouple abstraction from implementation? The bridge pattern decouples abstraction from implementation by separating the abstraction and implementation into two hierarchies. This allows the abstraction to vary independently from the implementation, enabling flexibility in extending or modifying either side without affecting the other. 7. How does the state pattern allow an object to change its behavior based on its internal state? The state pattern allows an object to change its behavior by encapsulating its internal state in separate state classes. The context object delegates behavior to the current state object, which determines the behavior based on the state, enabling the object to change its behavior dynamically. 8. How does the builder pattern help in constructing complex objects? The builder pattern helps in constructing complex objects by separating the construction process from the object's representation. A builder class constructs the object step by step, allowing for more control over the construction process and providing different representations of the object based on specific requirements. 9. How does the abstract factory pattern differ from the factory method pattern? The abstract factory pattern provides an interface for creating families of related or dependent objects, while the factory method pattern focuses on creating a single product. The abstract factory provides methods for creating multiple related objects, whereas factory method is typically used to create one product type. 10. How can the flyweight pattern improve performance in a system with many similar objects? The flyweight pattern improves performance by sharing common data among many similar objects, rather than creating new objects for each instance. This reduces memory usage and improves performance when dealing with large numbers of objects that share common intrinsic properties.